Okay, since the beginning of a new shir, the Minchas Asher. Rav Asher Weiss is a prolific writer, as I wrote. This particular set of Sfarim is on the Parshios HaShavua, and every week he takes 2, 3, 4, 5 different inyanim from the Parsha, and you'll see it's exhausting how much he can write. It's amazing. He's exceedingly a prolific writer. He also has a number of Shilas and Shuvas works. He's really one of the major poskim of today. He also has a safer, more like a Divrei Hesorah, or a Divrei Torah for each Parsha. So let's start with the Minchas Asher dealing with this week's Parsha of Kisavo. And one of them he's talking about the pasuk which says, and by giving the Miser, Kisachalela Aseres Kol Miser Tavoscha B'Shana Hashliyash Shnai Samaiser V'Nasati LaLevi LaGer LaYotzim LaMana V'Ochlu B'Sharecha V'Saveil V'Yomarti L'Fnei Hashem L'Kecha. At the end, you turn to Hashem and you say B'Arti Hektish Min Habayis V'Gam Nasati LaLevi LaGer LaYotzim LaMana K'Chol Mitzavcha Asher Tzivisani Lo Avarti Mimitzvosecha V'Lo Shachachti. What does it mean V'Lo Shachachti? And Rashi, quoting this Sefri, Lo Shachachti Milivarech. So right away we're getting to the first discussion, which he has, is Birchas HaMitzvah. Is it a Daraisa or is it a Darabanan? Now, we all, through the Bavli, we know that it's a Darabanan, but he's bringing out two different statements, one from the Sefri and one from the Yashami, to show it may be a Daraisa. And then he'll go into moving into, if you say it is a Daraisa versus a Darabanan, can that be Ma'akev a Mitzvah? If you don't do a Birchas HaMitzvah, does that stop you from being Mekayim the Mitzvah? So initially you would say, as all of us would think right away, of course not, what are you talking about? So even if it's a Darabanan, how could they possibly stop a Daraisa to occur? So first let's see how he sets it up. And then I'll remind you, I think we've discussed this, an article from Yosef Engel and a discussion from the Eretz Tzvi, that maybe we could say differently than the way he's writing. Anyhow, he starts, Hinei l'madu rabboseinu birchas ha-mitzvot me'pasik zeh, tekach dosh b'sefri v'lo shachachti me'ezkir shimcha ulevarchecha. Harei shebirchas ha-mitzvot achor medoraisa. So from the Sefri, it sounds like a birchas ha-mitzvah is a daraisa. However, the Gemara Brachas was clearly that was a derabbanim. The pligi Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda b'din hakari yishma v'lo hishmi la'ozno im yotzei dechavasa. You read kriyishma in birchoseha and you don't say it loud enough in order for you to hear. So we say over there that what if you are you yotzei the mitzvah. And in their argument, they brought from the Mishnah dealing in Trumas, that a deaf individual who takes, he can't hear, he took his Truma, it is Truma. You see from there that you are Yotzi if you don't say the bracha. Umaskinan hasam ad kan lakama Rabbi Yotzi lo Yotzi elagabi kriyishma da oraisa. Then the Gemara says maybe Rabbi Yotzi was only saying by kriyishma because it was a daraisa. And the bracha is only the rabbanan. Avo truma mishum bracha hu bracha the rabbanan v'lo bracha tali yamilsa. Right? Since the bircha, the bracha, is only the rabbanan, what does that mean? V'lo b'bracha talya milsa, meaning the bracha is not what's the cause of you doing the action of the truma. Isn't it a totally separate aspect to it? Harei de berchas hamitzvah is the rabbanan, heinu de lokas mashma is the v'ya sefri. So the Bavli clearly seems to hold that a berchas hamitzvah is the rabbanan, and therefore, if you didn't do the berchas hamitzvah, you're not yotzei. Of course, you're yotzei. And the Sefri seems to hold it. It is the Daraisa. And there's a third one, because Shlishi Matzina B'Zeh B'Yushalmi. Minayin Shekol HaMitzvahs to Unos Bracha. How do you know that all mitzvahs require a bracha? So Rabbi Tanchuma, Rabbi Abba, Bar Kahana, B'Shem, Rabbi Lezer. Ve'ena l'chos luchos ha'evin v'atorah v'hamitzvah, hekish Torah l'mitzvahs. The Torah makes a hekish between Torah and mitzvahs. Just like Torah to una bracha, right? You have to say birchas ha'Torah. Af mitzvahs to una's bracha. Even mitzvahs also require bracha. Ulechora gam shita se'yushalmi, the birchas ha'mitzvahs da'raisik mu'v'sifri. So, we have a Yerushalmi and you have a Sifri versus a Bavli to say that a Bechas and Mitzvah is a Daraisa and not a Darabanan. Uga to Lok, it's Amu Didan, not like our Gemara. Amnon, Bedasi Yerushalmi, Yesh Mishakosav, Dekra Asmach the Beyamu. Oh, so some say, in the Yerushalmi says, no, it's not a Daraisa, it's an Asmachta. What is an asmachta? An asmachta means it's a pure, it's a derabanan, but they found a pasuk to be somech on. It's not so simple, by the way. There are different levels. There's a deraisa that's written in the deraisa, written in the Torah. Then is halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai, right? Then there is a derabanan which has an asmachta. And then below that is just a regular derabanan where there's no asmachta. In other words, an asmachta puts it on a higher level, but it's not a deraisa. Uliyomim birchas hamitzvos is a derabanan. V'yod matzina makor lebrachas hamitzvah af b'divrei hanaviyim. Another makor in the Sefer Shmuel kivoachem ha'ir kain tim'tzun oso b'term yaleh habehemta lechol ki lo yochal la'om ad bo ki hu yivorach hazevach afrikin yochal hakruim. So from here we see there's another thing that is to say a bracha. Upeirish Rashi, and Rashi says lamdecha to teach you levarach lefnei achila al hazevach hazevach hu omer baruch hashem l'shem tzivanu lachol hazevach behechel tzivanu v'habasa tochal. Okay, so you have all these different makaros. So number one, let's first set it up. So he sets up to say that there is a machlokas, whether there is a din, whether birchas mitzvah is a daraisa or is it a derabana. Okay? So let's just analyze it outside before we go further. What's a nafkamina? What's the difference? First of all, it's going to be hard for us to understand that it could be a daraisa, because in our world we know it's a derabana. But even if it's a daraisa, what's a nafkamina? Is there a side to say that because it's a deraisa, you're not mekayim the mitzvah? Is the birchas hamitzvah part and parcel of the mitzvah itself? That's really the question. So first of all, he starts, is the bracha ma'akev? Well, first he's going to argue, but what is it? Is it a deraisa? If it's a derabanan, how could it be ma'akev? When he was younger, so Rav Asher Weiss says, I heard from my Rebbe, Adon Rebbe Mitzenz in Kloisenberg, Sheperis Mashakosu Hatosos Bereish Chulin, Kosuv Behilchas Eretz Yisrael. This is an unbelievable finish. In Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, the Sefer he writes, the Nashim lo Yishchitu Mivnesha Datum Nakalos. We're not going to get into that. But Nashim shouldn't be Shachtim because in Datum Kalos. But we see it's not true. Because of Harosham, Ubehilchas Eretz Yisrael, because of the Nashim Lo Yishlum, Mivnei Shadat and Kalas, Ve'ein Asha Shalano Sovrakim. We don't agree with this whatsoever. Ve also Chacham Shekosav Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, Kosav Chumros Midato, Ukamochen Kosav Shachach Velo Birach Shchitaso Psula. That's the key here. This Sefer holds, if you forgot to make a bracha on the shechita is no good. Unbelievable. V'lo ishtamei lam b'shum duchta d'mishum hachi ha'v'shechita b'sula. I never heard of such a thing. V'nei b'tam shita z'bal halachas eres Yisrael d'mshocha v'lo b'er shechita b'sula omar adin rabbeinu d'hodanan, even though we hold the ain birchas hamitzvahs me'akeves tamu mishum de birchas the rabbanon below bebrachah toim milsa. We hold it's only a din de rabbanon. Ulahachi im shachav lo berush chitasok sheira. However, ulam im name of the birchas hamitzvah daraisa. But if you tell me that a birchas hamitzvah is a daraisa v'achem bebrocha toli milsia memeila koshel aberuch layotzi dechavasa hamitzvah, if you tell me it's a daraisa, it can't stop the mitzvah. If you tell me it's a daraisa, maybe. V'chein isa lehedja betelsus harosh. Aval I have a berchas truma daraisa mashm de truma so ena truma da brocha macheves afrosha. That's exactly how the Rush understood our Gemara in brachas. He understood over there when you brought by truma, because you said why truma is a daraisa and the brocha is only the rabbanan, and it's impossible that the rabbanan can create a chiyuv of saying a bracha that he could stop from you being mekayim the mitzvah the araisa. But once if it's a chiyuv the rabbanim, and there is a bracha the rabbanim, can you fathom there also? Is it possible to say that you're not mekayim the mitzvah? So Rav Asher is going to go through this, and he is going to say over and over, he thinks, and this is seems to be very logical, but he's saying that, no, is the bracha really part of the mitzvah? Even if it's a daraisa, isn't it separate? Isn't it totally separate from the aspect of a mitzvah? Now, Rav Yosef Engel had discussed this. Actually, those of you who were doing Daf Yomi, I think it was the Lamed Vav Amud Beis, there was a very strange Rashi. Rashi says, oh, if he takes a bite of the Esrog the second day, so it's not worthy to say a bracha. So,
bracha on the bite or bracha on the
bracha on the lulav.
The bracha on
the lulav. So there, Rabbi Yosef Engel goes through the whole thing with Rashi. What do you mean? That's the reason. It's not Hider, it's not this. Why the bracha? Because then he investigates and he says, listen, it's very possible. If you tell me that there's a mitzvah derabbanim, and because it's the second day of Yontif, it's a mitzvah derabbanim, and the rabbanim were mitakeh a bracha, so you can fathom the concept that the rabbanim are saying is, yeah, since we're creating how to do a mitzvah, and the way to do the mitzvah is by saying a bracha on it. If you don't say the bracha, yeah, we're not going to let you mimkayim the mitzvah. So he said, it's possible to say a svara like that. Well, the Rav Asher is not going to talk like that. Not going to speak that. He's not going to, not to agree with that concept whatsoever. But it's possible now. In that case also, I would argue something else. Is it possible to say? You're right. So what? I'm just saying theoretically. I'm not saying, you know, this is how we hold. I'm saying theoretically. Why can't you say? The Chachamim have the right to be metakein something. If you want to be mekayim a mitzvah, this is how you're going to be mekayim it. Well, we have that by Kiddush. Right? It says, Zochres Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh. How are you mekayim it? So the Rabbanim say, you're mekayim through Kiddush. You're not mekayim by through saying Good Shabbos. It's one of the four reasons that's given to the famous question of the Dag Bar Vava. How does a husband who's mekayim the mitzvah in shul, when he does, says davens in shul, and then he comes home, he's only chiyuv the rabbanim to make kiddush, and the wife is chayiv midaraisa. So one of the answers is no. The chachamim said, in order for you to mimkayim the mitzvah zachar, yom hashabbos akacho, has to be through kiddush. It's possible to say this way. It's not outlandish, but he seems to feel no. It's a separate part. Is that how could it be? He'll give you proofs. So I'm just talking this out. That would seem to be what the Rush is saying. It seems to be a problem. How can you say this? Even if you want to say that a birchas hamitzvah is a daraisa, there's not enough in it to stop you from being mekayim the mitzvah. The Maisa HaMitzvah U'Birchosa Lav Kechada Mechatkin Law. Because the Maisa HaMitzvah and the Bracha, they're not one thing. They're two separate aspects. But I am B'Pnei Yeshua. Sha'omen B'Zeh B'Kosev, the Hoda Omer, the Birchos HaMitzvah, the Rabbanon, even though we say the birchas and mitzvah to Rabban, levacha de milsa amr, in other words, to expand, to give more to the mitzvah. We'll see how the Ritva explains it. I mean, and the Rav and others, Rabbi Yosef Engel has a beautiful thing. He says it's similar to what the Rav, a little bit different. Rabbi Yosef Engel says, you know what the reason why we say a birchas and mitzvah? He said, just like you have to, by birchas hananen, you have to say a bracha, not because of matir. The Rav says it's because of din of a matir. So Rabbi Yosef says, no, since, just like a birchas hananen, which is a hana of the guf, and you require a bracha beforehand, so too, when you do a mitzvah, is a hana'as of the nefesh. And the hana'as of the nefesh requires a bracha of birchas hamitzvah. It's like a birchas hananen, but it's a birchas hananen for spiritual matters. The af I birchas hamitzvah d'araisa ein behem kateh la'akeh b'kima mitzvah. V'chein kosa b'shakas ha'aryeh. V'low ra'u is divrei harash d'I birchas hamitzvah d'araisa, etc. A little bit more. V'hinei me'ata l'hirushamim, who holds the birchas hamitzvah d'araisa nishma d'chol shel berach lokim mitzvah so kimin the bracha toyim milsa k'moshe goes of a rush. Now we're going back to Rishami. Since you're telling me it's a d'araisa, it would be ma'akev. Be olzos mistabra, the high chacham the cost of hilchas eretz Yisrael, somach devar val tamid hamarav, tamidom shabnei eretz Yisrael. And that's exactly where the sefer of hilchas eretz Yisrael holds that if you don't say a bracha on shchita, he's going by the Rishami. Umikan shitaso, the birchas hamitzvos ma'akeves v'hashoche the low bracha shchitaso psula. It's an unbelievable chiddush. Ubeani in the next paragraph, Beni Tamasi Achidush. I have a very big problem with this whole thing. Tehalach orab shita, af b'shita say Risham the ein brachas hamitzvah makeves. Says it has to be that even according to Rishami, who says the brachas hamitzvah is a daraisa, you can't tell me it's ma'akev. Mitatani lahani sugyos in mitzvah srichas kavana alo. It's going to be a very simple question. If mitzvah srichas kavana or not. For example, coming up to Rosh Hashanah, it's going to give this example. You're walking past a shul, and you hear someone saying, blowing shofar. Let's say you walk back, you came back in the middle. You have to be so crazy. If someone comes late into shul during the 100 kolos, right before the tzkiyas miyushav, you didn't hear the bracha, and you heard 30 tzkiyas. That's all you're going to hear all day. You're telling me you're not yotzei? Where is the bracha? He says, look at this. He says, lahani sugyos imitzus riches kavana olo. Hageba atzmecha hatokei l'shir afim mitzvahs ein tzirich kavana lama yotzadi kavasa. What are you talking about? What is even the shayla of the Gemara? Hatokei l'shir. You tokei to sing. So they go, of course you're not yotzei with that. What's your question? You didn't say a birchas mitzvah. The beginning of the second parak of brachos. When you're calling Kriyishma, you know when you remember, you're reading something to do the Gi. And if let's say you're reading Kriyishma for a different reason, right? You're reading Kriya Sator and you happen to get to the Parsha of Kriyishma. Are you Yotze? What's the Shaila? You didn't say a bracha. Notice that the Gemara never should even be asking these questions. Halo Beiracha Tekiyasa. Vanan Kaimlin the Brichas HaMitzvah Ma'akeves. So how could you say that? And moreover, I'm real flabbergasted by this. You're right next to the shul, and you hear the shofar, you hear the megillah. Im kivin libo v'im lav lo yotze. If you had kavana to be yotze, you're yotze. If not, you're not yotze. Amar Rav Yosi bar Chagiga lo amar ela v'chemi shahoya over ha'im amar chazaka kiven. But there, of course, if I'm there, he had kavana. Ubiyatim minchas asher lipsachim. He's always trying to get you to buy one of his other sperm. The minchas asher lipsachim. The kiven shama mistama haisa belibo kavana keha b'mula mitzvah. In other words, he had a mind to be yotzei in the mitzvah. Afin yidam alo shelo kiven. Ulechora kol ki haygavna amai yotzei chivaso. Hakayim in the kol shelo berach birchas the mitzvah. We see anyone didn't say birchas the mitzvah lo kiven mitzvaso. Umikol nirolei. It seems to me I don't even understand how the question gets off the ground. How could you even say that? Beshuvar Isa b'magen Avram in Eliyahu Rabos in the Mishnah Brura. Mavur Debri Hashami de Ari bin Estapiklo im Kivin im Lav, a ki hai gavna aminim de im Omer Chazaka Shekivin. It goes on. Go to the last paragraph. V'ayim b'divri Avraham, who brings in the shame of Rav Elchanan Vassaman, l'hakshos amashikasav harosh, the imbirchas hamitzvus d'oraisa, hatorim v'lo birach, ein trumasa truma, nimtzu l'fizeh, the birchas hatorah, the havi d'oraisa, to akib in mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Ooh. So you're telling me if you didn't say Birchas HaTorah, then you wouldn't be Mekayim the din of Talmud Torah below Shamanu Kedavar Hazeh. I never heard this. So let's just say this outside. What is he saying? You have so many of these Gemaras that show.
I'm sorry if I joined late. Can you just, before you... What was the initial question? What is he trying to answer?
What he's doing is that Rashi, in the beginning, when it comes to Vidui, when it comes to the Meiser, at the end it says, I did everything correctly, Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is, by the way, the Nesiv Shalom has a beautiful piece on this. I did everything correctly. And then he says, Lo avarti b'mitzvosecha v'lo shachachti. I didn't forget. What didn't you forget? Sifri says, I didn't forget to make a bracha. And don't forget to be in Birchas HaMitzvah. So according to the Sefri, it sounds like it's a Doraisa. So he wants to investigate this whole thing. First of all...
But don't we say every bracha is a Dorabanan except for two? There are only two Doraisa brachas.
So the Sefri and the Rishami have a very different version. Yes. You're going to see at the end, there are things that... Like, for example, you make a bracha and keep it over aim? You give a glass of water to your father. You're going to make a bracha, Shekhi Shem Sivanu, Lekayim, Mitzvahs, Kibbut Ova Ein, Yushami Holt Yudu. A very different version, totally, than what we have.
But is that a Darabanan or a Daraisa?
According to Rishami, maybe a Daraisa.
The bracha is a Daraisa?
Yeah. That's why you're here. This is like big news. So he finished with Rabbi Chanan Vasserman, who says, tell me, if you didn't say Birchas HaTorah, you tell me where am I kaim the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah? So I didn't make a copy for you, we'll just do it outside. The Eretz Tzvi has the position, who holds, that a bar mitzvah boy, I think it's a tshuva tes vav a tes zayin, right? We've discussed this, right? And the bar mitzvah boy should go to the Marav on the Zman, don't go early, don't go late, because even if you did the mitzvah Bikur Cholim, Kavachomer, if you're going to sit and learn Torah, if you didn't do a Birchas HaTorah, you weren't Mekayim any of the mitzvahs. Of course you weren't Mekayim Birchas HaTorah, you weren't Mekayim a din of learning Torah. It's unbelievable Chiddush by him. Why does he explain all of our Gemaras? So he says, once you do a Birchas HaTorah in the morning, all the other brachas throughout the day is only the Rabbana.
So I heard a beautiful thought on this, that the first mitzvah of a bar mitzvah boy is Kriya Shema on the night of his turning bar mitzvah. But I think someone quoted Rabbi Eliashiv and said that's not his first mitzvah. His first mitzvah is the Berchas, he can't count on that Berchas HaTorah of the morning,
because that's the morning, and now he wasn't a mechuyev.
Right.
So when he says avas olam, that could suffice as his berachas haTorah before he's yotzei kriyas shema.
Right. So the
mitzvah of a bar mitzvah boy is when he says avas olam, the berachas haTorah.
So he's backing up the Eretz Tzvi. Backing up the Eretz Tzvi. So you see that Rabbi Chanan Vasseman, he's saying, I never heard of it. Yeah, the Eretz Tzvi holds that way. So it is possible. So next page, and we don't have to go through each, but that's the rush. So he holds that if you hold that the bracha is a da'araisa, then it's possible to hold that the bracha, which is a daraisa, is ma'akev, the ma'isa mitzvah. Of course, now there's another nafkamina which you have to say, not simply whether it's ma'akev. What is the other nafkamina? What happens if you start the bracha before the zman that you could be doing the ma'isa ha-mitzvah? You start too early.
But and then the mitzvah itself you do after.
Yeah. For example, lekachtem lechem prichat right pri etzader. Lekachtem biyom arisha pri etzader. 5:30 is the first moment you're able to memkayim the mitzvah. You're going to you got to get to the train. So you're running to do this. At 5:29 and 45 seconds, you say the bracha, Sheker Deshanim Tzosavet Tzivanu. You say the bracha at that point, and then you pick up the Lulav and Esrog at 6 o'clock.
Then it depends. Is the mitzvah separate from the bracha, right?
Didn't we learn in Sukkah, like recently in the Daf, didn't it say something about whenever you buy your Arba Minim, you could have in mind to be Mekayim the mitzvah and the bracha on it?
Very good. Very good. We're going to get to that also. Because he's going to have, although he doesn't bring down some of the Koros that we had, the Nitziv. He doesn't mention the Nitziv. Nitziv has a whole discussion in the Mechilta. I think it's Kuf Samach Beis. In the Mechilta, there, where he says, it's a difference if Hachana LeMitzvah is mentioned in the Torah, then that already has a certain higher level. It has a higher level there's not just Hachana LeMitzvah, it's not simply a Hechter Mitzvah, it's already part of the Mitzvah. Right. So there he says, that's why the Gemara contemplates, the Bavli only contemplates whether you can say the bracha at that point. The Rishami holds you do say it.
Similar to the two brachas versus one on tefillin. Right? For putting it and then for having it. Little.
Okay, so that's Dalet. If you berach lefnei zaman. By the way, this Minchas Asher, he doesn't really argue with the Rishonim and Achronim as much. He just brings down their shitas. You'll see, sometimes we'll go through it, he really takes on Rishonim and Achronim. He says, I don't understand that. He could just fluff it away. I mean, you'll see as we go more and more of the Minchas Asher, it's unbelievable. His knowledge is frightening. He named this Tapaktim, he says, Zman. Im efshel levarach berachas hamitzvah called them sheki a zman chiyuva kagon levarach hashofar valufa called them shigala hashachar biofen sheein kan hefsek utehei berachas over latsi yosan. So we know, which he's not bringing down, we know from our Gemara that when do you say a berachas hamitzvah said over latsi yosan. There are machloks in like some of these brachas. Right, what is the Birchas Erison by a Chuppah? Is that a Birchas a mitzvah that he happened to have discussed in last week's Parsha? But is Birchas Kiddushin, is that a Birchas a mitzvah? Or is it a Birchas a Shabbach? Nafgamina? I forgot to say the Birchas Erison before I said Harei at Mekudeshesli. can I say it afterwards or not? If you hold it's a birchas mitzvah, so what do you mean? You already did the mitzvah. How can you? It would come out over here, by the way, to say, unbelievable, in other words, you'll say, if a person forgot to do the birchas harison and you hold the birchas mitzvah, is a da'araisa, so you weren't mekudesh. Very difficult. Or do you say, no, it has to be from the Zman? In other words, it's part and parcel of the mitzvah. I'll give you an example where it is part and parcel of the mitzvah. Sfiras Omer. The Rakeach holds, you say, Yashek Yashanim Sisam Sivan of Sfiras Omer, She Hayom, whatever it is. No, this is not like we do, it's a bracha. Birchas HaMitzvah. No, it's part of the mitzvah itself. There is such a concept. So now he says, "What this question which I have is based on our machlokas, which Michael basically said. In Birchas HaMitzvah, kechelik uprat mimaisa HaMitzvah, o ein lekemitzvah b'fnei atzo, kemitzvah achrisei. Do you say that the mitzvah of Birchas HaMitzvahs, do you say that Berachas HaMitzvah is it simply a separate mitzvah on its own? Or do you say it's part and parcel? De'i neima de'kechelik m'maisa ha-mitzvah hi ein lo la'odom l'vara kodem zman ha-mitzvah. K'shem she'ein maisa ha-mitzvah klum l'fnei ha-zman ulam idin b'fnei atzma hu efshad d'shor l'varach af l'fnei ha-zman. Interesting, you know, that we have a discussion. Can you start, since the Dalet Kosos on Pesach night, what happens if I start a Kiddush? It's a similar idea. What happens if I started saying Kiddush before Tzeis, and I finish with Kiddush right after Tzeis, and that's when you drink the wine? Is that okay? Right? You do part of the mitzvah before this month and part of the mitzvah after this month. It's a little bit different over there because then we'll say the Kiddush, it becomes very much part of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim or Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But just the similar idea. Hinei b'shulchan aruch harav, he says, let me ask you another question. But so once if you did the bedika the night of Leil Yudalit, v'shachah v'lo berach, and you forgot to say the bracha, im yuchel avaruch b'tzafra b'shas b'yirchamitz, can you say the bracha in the morning? Umasek tehivsit, you forget about it, you lost the bracha. Yil lo yavaruch ol, if he shakiyim mitzvahs hashbosas hachomesh, devar Torah m'shei sholz al malahu, u'miyachad anah makdimim over m'shas chamishas, em yedem levaruch tekod m'zman ha-mitzvahim. Ach b'yemes ein rayim edavar devare devadei de mevarach ha-mitzvah shemekayim lefnei zemana havik birchasa levatola. It doesn't make sense. If you can't, you say a bracha before you can mekayim the mitzvah, it seems to me that you're mevatolos. And the Bikurei Yaakov said by birchas yeshiva sukkah, right, Jeff? Every other daf, we're quoting the Bikurei Yaakov, right? The Oruchim there. Kosav gabi birchas yeshiva sukkah, the mavara kodem tzeisik achavim delel tasva birchasa levatala, v'yisol devar b'mangan avram. You say leishay b'sukkah before it says, it's no good. The brach levatala, ela da mangan avram kosav gabi lechatzchila, and the vikura Yaakov says that afila b'di eved lo yotza. Yeah, the Magen Avraham says, you know, because Magen Avraham is basically saying, what is that machlok? Magen Avraham says, it's separate. Separate and distinct leishay b'sukkah from the kiyum mitzvah. Two different parts. Yeah, okay, you should do it all, but it's okay if you did it one before, one after. Bikurei Yaakov says, no. Why? He seems to say it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of the kiyumis of yeshiva sukkah. Ach efshe de kavanah kavanasa mishum hesek v'lo behechu mishum delo matas machiva. So he wants to say, well, maybe not. What is Melchas Asher here saying is, maybe what the Magen Avraham is saying, and really what the Bikurei Yaakov is saying is, if you say a bracha before you be mekayim, but it's a hesek. It's like, you say a bracha, you know, you say a bracha, and then you go have a whole discussion. you have a hefsek on him. Maybe that's why he's saying it's bidyevet. Not necessarily that it's part and parcel of the mitzvah. However, in Gilyon Marashal, so Rav Shlomo Eger says, Kosov came the Gabe Kisei Hadam. It was a very nice little diyuk here. What happens if your mavara kodem sheyeshkov birchaso lubatola? The chol zman shlo shachad on the sky bekisa. Now, what happens? You say the bracha on shchita. Let's say you did that, and before you do the shchita, even you say the bracha on kisei hadam. So Shlomo Kluger says that's definitely no good. Why is that no good? There's no chiyuv in the world at this point. Harei zeke mevaracha mitzvah kodem tzeisik chavim debercha lebatolahi. Heich yoma v'tzivonu v'adayin lo nestave. I mean, you think about this. Let's understand if there's a difference. By kisei hadam, before you do the shechita, there's no mitzvah of kisei hadam. Lulav is going to be there in a second. But right now it's not there. So it's lefnei hazman, before the zman, mechus hazman, you could say. What is the distinction between two of them, or is it you understand the question why you're asking it? What's the difference between doing a mitzvah a second or saying the bracha moments before you can be mekayim the mitzvah versus saying a bracha before the mitzvah is not even nola, it's not even this world yet? You see the comparison. At this moment in time, there's no mitzvah out there to be mekayim. So you're saying a berchas mitzvah when there's no mitzvah. It seems to be an exact corollary. So if you tell me that by kisui hadam, if you say the bracha too early, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, so too, I'm going to say, if you say a bracha, it's a bracha levatala, so too, if I say the bracha, berchas ha-mitzvah, on lulav, before you can be mekayim the mitzvah of lulav, it's also a bracha levatala. He wants to say, maybe it's different. You want to say anything? He said, maybe it's different. Hine nira pasha de yesha chalik ben kisi hadam, de havikim mechusa maisa, ulakach berchas lebatola. So kisi hadam, he wants to say, is the difference is that what are you missing? A maisa. You have to do something. Whereas lulav is only missing zman. Ulam gabe lulav umatza, ena mechusa ela zman. I'm not convinced by this answer. Umeidach, efshe de berchas kisi hadam adifa minayu, kiven de leker chisorim bezman hachiyev, de chol shah v'shah she yishkov mitzvahu al kisi hadam, ashe enkin b'mitzvah shegavu lehem zman. Ach, be'emes, he says, in truth, oh, hevanti klal is ikar devrehem, umesvara la'eda lama lo yucha lavara kodem zman chiyev ha-mitzvah, umach chisorim yesh b'zeh. I don't see what's the difference. If you do this before the zman of the mitzvah, I don't see why. You want to say Hashem Kedushan Mitzvah Tzivanu? There's no tzivoy out there. What is the answer to that? Nashim. Nashim say a bracha when they're not mitzvah, right? They're saying a bracha on a mitzvah cessation zman grama. How come they can say it? Because Tzivanu doesn't mean Vitzivani, Vitzivanu. It means that everyone is commanded.
What if you said a bracha on a sukkah? It's not sukkahs. The sukkah isn't a real sukkah at that point. It's not a sukkah until it's sukkahs.
Let's not use sukkah, because sukkah, you may have, maybe you're wrong by sukkah. Since the Torah says, Tase, that you have to make a sukkah, it may have a life before the zman of kiyum of yeshiva sukkah.
It's the Gemara with Shabbos and Erev. So, because during sukkahs, the sukkah would be considered an Erev for them, but it wasn't Shabbos, it wasn't sukkah.
Right. And Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying that I don't know that sukkah is the perfect example. What you're saying is true. Anyhow, so that's just going to go on. You'll go a little bit further. Go to the next paragraph. Chora Yesha Hochia Kidarchena Mihad the Simon Tafkufei Nechlu Hamachab and Ramah Behiskol Tzkolifnei Yelosa Shacha Begamishi Yitzkiel Acherem Yotza Mikol Mikol Lo Ashman Shehivse Berchaso. He says many times. He's going to give a show there. He's going to Halacha Lemaisa. We don't say that there's any problem with saying the bracha beforehand. So it's hard to argue with that. If you learn, turn the pages to Shin and Beis. He said this is where he quotes the mitzvah. He ne biyisod haydina to chol hamitzvos mevarach aleihen over lasiyasan kosev et mitzvah. The tam zesha omr chazal levarach al mitzvos over lasiyasan kidei sheyiskadesh tchila. Bibracha. In other words, first you have to become a kudosh. You have to realize, and it's more than a matir. It's like you're elevating your own neshama to be mekayim a mitzvah. V'yigala v'yodia shu osa osa mepnei mitzvah Hashem yisparach. That sounds like a matir little idea. V'od ki habrachos me avodas hanefesh v'roy lahaktim avodas hanefesh l'mala shehi avodas haguf. The bracha, very nice idea. The bracha seems to be like the avodas hanefesh. So that, by the way, that according to the Ritva, it fits in very nicely. And you can also use the svarav to say a number of things. Number one, I would say according to the Ritva, you would have to say the bracha at the time of the Zman of the Kiyam. Why? It's part of the avoda of the mitzvah. This is the avodas hanefesh, and then there's the avodas haguf. So the avodas hanefesh is part of the asiyas hamitzvah. So it would seem to me, although he's not saying this, but it would seem to me that that you would have to say the birchas hamitzvah at the time when you can be mekayim the mitzvah. You can't say it before, and it is part and parcel of the mitzvah. This is the avodas hanefesh, and therefore, number one, I could readily understand if you're telling me that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, berchas haTorah is the berchas haMitzvah is a d'oraisa. So, if you hold that it's a berchas d'oraisa, then it should be able to be ma'akev the mitzvah. Should be able to. And if it's a d'rabbanan, it should be able to be ma'akev adin d'rabbanan. According to the Ritva, it almost sounds to me like it's a d'oraisa concept. V'shem Hashem l'seinu b'yisod din birchas hamitzvus told you be'elu atamim. E name the birchas hamitzvus avodas hanefesh. Oh, that's what you're going to say. If you're telling me the birchas hamitzvah is an avodas hanefesh, im kein mistabra demaisa hamitzvus birchasa anyan and echad, b'hu hashleimus ba'avodas hamitzvus b'nefesh v'guf. If you tell me the according to Ritva, so the Ritva, it sounds like it's part and parcel. If you tell me it's avodas hanefesh, it's part and parcel of the mitzvah. Ulam, itam hakdamas habracha bechtei legalos al asiyas hamitzvah. But if it's a preparatory, if it's preparatory to realize that you're about to do a mitzvah, as the Rav would say, as you realize you need a matir, then you could say it's two separate mitzvahs. And you could do lifnei hazman. Maybe you could do. Why can't you do the hachana of it before the zman? Hine nira beizin yanim heim v'lav kechad machdin lehu. That's a beautiful idea. This is a beautiful, beautiful idea that Rav Asher is pointing out. According to Ritva, if you're saying it's avodas hanefesh, I could hear as part and parcel of the mitzvah. If you tell me it's only a matir, and maybe even, I don't know, how would you put Rabbi Yosef Engel? Where would you put him? When he says it's similar to Berchas Hanenen, in that this is a Berchas Hanenen of what? Hanenen of the Neshama, right? What would he hold? It sounds, I don't know, maybe you could make a better argument. It sounds to me that according to Rabbi Yosef Engel, Berchas HaMitzvah could be done Lifnei HaZman. Could be. But I love this idea to say that the Ritva is a bracha of the Avodas HaNefesh is part and parcel of the mitzvah itself. Okay. Yeah. Okay, one last little piece, then we'll stop. And just because this, I think, you're totally not familiar with. what do you make a mitzvah on? What do you make a berachas a mitzvah on? The Shida Kamarnas is on page Shin Nun Gimel. He brings down the Gaon HaKadosh, Reb Isaac, Mekarmanas Atzal, Sharor L'Rabba Balateres Tzvi, Shekiba Le'ima B'kol Shamayim, Meberach B'Shem U'Malchus, Asher K'Dishem Tzvon Al-Kiba Al-Vein. Upliya Niskabihi, the Lo Chasinim B'Poskim Medorah Sehim, whoever saw something like this? That you a mitzvah zu ubi yosef to kavar kasu or rabbeinu rishonim to chol a mitzvah shbein adam lechaberu she inyanim betovas hazulos aim of archan alehim brought down I think in the also in the rush no not in the rush I think it's brought down at the end of psachim in the run I think that's where it's brought down but why don't you make a bracha on tzedakah? Because Bein Adam L'Chaber, maybe he's not going to accept it, or whenever something is totally B'das HaCheres, we don't make it. That's our Gemara. That's what we're going to point out. Hinei B'kisvu Rabbeinu Eliyahu, Melundrish Mibalei HaTosos Isa de Mavarchim Birchas HaMitzvah, Alfa Mitzvahs Shebein Adam L'Chaberu. Kitzadaka, Ubiko Cholim, Umedavar of Mashma V'af HaMitzvahs Kibad V'ein Mavarchim, V'hu Makar V'smach L'min HaGzeh. Odra Isa Beperisha Rishami, the Bal HaCharedim. All of the Perusha that we have in the Rishami are Achronim. We don't have any Rishonim who wrote on the Rishami. Levar Hoda Tanin Hossam, Rebbe Chagai, Rebbe Yirmos, Lokin Lebecha Nusa, Kofetz Rebbe Chagai, Beberach Alehen, Omni Rebbe Yirma, Yehuz Avadat Shekol Mitzitunis Bracha. All mitzvahs. And there he writes that Rebbe Chagai, Rebbe Yirma, Lekai Mitzvahs, you check, you're in business. You make sure that the scales are affixed to make sure they're not going to cheat anyone. Make a bracha. The kafas Rabbi Chag Ber Shekhar Shem Tzivanu Levdok Hamidos Shekol Hamitzos Taunas Bracha. And we also came Matsasi Rabbeinu Eliyahu Shahayim Mavarak Shahayim Nosin Tztaka. Or he gave money, he lent money to a poor person. Lechem Bechol Mitzvahs. Below so next. It's
called Lasok B'divrei Torah, what you say in the morning with the Yotzi everything. Would he say you say a different bracha in the morning?
Yeah. Oh, no. No, but he's just saying every time you do a mitzvah, any mitzvah, he's saying brachas all day. V'lo negu kena olam ela b'mixas mitzvahs mivarchim mixas ein mivarchim. U'kvar nishal ha-reshpal ha-dover v'nichal l'seis tam masha nosnu elam e'ela. Even, he's pointing out, even though the Bavli says, you don't do this, and we say, well, you don't do ben adam l'chavero, you only do it, which mitzvahs? There was a discussion. He brought down last week the question, do you make a bracha and a makkah? He said, what kind of a mitzvah is this? Is it really mitzvah kiyum? Is it a mitzvah siyah? What is? Do you make a bracha when you're just removing a danger? Those are the discussions of Bavli. It would seem there's not a discussion in Rishami. L'chora minag rabbeinu Eliyo yesh bo beis av v'smach l'minag ateres tzvi ha-niska. There are those who are going to say that you do it. And he that, and it goes on, he brings a different from the Lashonos, but he shows that there is a major machlokas between Bavli and Rishalmi, whether you say Birchas HaMitzvah. Anyhow, so let's wrap it up. So basically, this piece, really a beautiful, beautiful piece, he's saying is the follows. He starts off by saying, is it a mitzvah d'oraisa, is it a mitzvah d'rabbanan? Clearly, according to the Bavli, it's only a mitzvah de Rabbanan. According to Rishami, it's a mitzvah. It seems to be a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Sifri also seems to be a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's possible that the Sifri and the Rishami is really only saying it's an asmachta. It's not really a mitzvah d'oraisa at all. If you hold that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, then he says this is a question: can you be ma'akev? If it's a d'oraisa, it's not ma'akev. And to say that it's ma'akev, the problem which he has, are you telling me that a berachos mitzvah is separate parcel, separate and distinct from the mitzvah itself? You're saying that it's part and parcel of the mitzvah? Or is it separate and distinct? You forget to do the bracha, okay, it's not ma'akev. So the Bavli, it's clear that it's not ma'akev, but the Rush brings down, maybe, since you're telling me by Truma, if you held that the bracha was a daraisa, and Truma is a daraisa, it sounds like to me, the Gemara is saying is that if you can't be Mekayim the Bracha, the Araisa, then you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Truma. That leads to the next discussion, saying, can you do the Mitzvah beforehand? Can you say the Bracha prior to the Zman? Yes, so it's totally in this thing, whether it's Michael was saying, whether it's part and parcel of the Mitzvah or not. And then he ends off with a beautiful pshat. Well, what's the purpose of a Berachas HaMitzvah? So according to Ritva, who says it's a bracha of the Avodas HaNefesh, then that seems that that's in part and parcel of the mitzvah itself. And accordingly, that would say, one, you can't do Lefnei HaZman. Accordingly, you could argue you couldn't be Mekayim the mitzvah without the Birchas HaMitzvah. And when do we do this? So we don't do it in mitzvahs Shebein Adam L'Chavera. We only do it in certain other mitzvahs, Birchas HaMitzvahs. And but the Rishami holds, no, you do this for every single mitzvah. Every mitzvah you say a bracha. And by the way, the Rishami comes out, it would be a very beautiful idea. I understand that the Bavli says you don't do it because it's totally bedas aferes. But if you're telling me that a birchas hamitzvah is really part of the avodas hanefesh, so every mitzvah is part of the avodas hanefesh. You're doing this not because it's rational. You're doing this because it's a tzivui Hashem, and therefore there's an avodas hanefesh involved. Whether it's just fixing the scales, whether it's keep it of the aim, whatever it is. So according to Rishami, you say you should say a bracha. Very nice. Okay.
Okay. Guess we should have done a bracha on this year.
Maybe a bracha batala.
Oh, no, not at all. Thank you very much.
Okay, take care, everybody.
Take care.